dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe, because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Now, as I mentioned in the announcements, today is Good Shepherd Sunday. And St. John has, the sun is coming out too, it's making it even prettier. This beautiful, beautiful window with Jesus the Good Shepherd. He's carrying home a wayward sheep. And I think for a shepherd, that's an essential role, tending a flock of sheep who have a tendency to follow their nose to very potentially dangerous places. You know, the first time that I walked into this place of worship at St. John, that window touched my heart. Not just because it's a beautiful window, but because it reminds me of a similar window in my grandparents' church. That's the church in Illinois, where my mother grew up, where she was baptized. And incidentally, 2 weeks from today, it's going to be my privilege to preach in that church. They're like, you are here at St. John's, they're between pastors. And a cousin of mine happens to be president of the congregation, and I'm going to be there that weekend. And I said, "You need a preacher?" He says, "Yes." And so I'll have a job 2 weeks from today, too. But you here at St. John, you're used to this window. And today, because of what's going on in our wider culture, you're more likely to be thinking about Mother's Day. It's a day when we pay tribute to those who have nurtured us. People like the Good Shepherd. And that includes parents, grandparents, godparents, teachers, our favorite neighbors, all those people who have tended us. They have touched and taught and led and comforted and mentored us. They have taught us that we matter. And in all of this, they've prepared us for life. And not all these people who have tended to us have been our biological mothers. And not all of them may even have been women. But all of them have given us the particular gifts of memory and presence, of caring for us in ways that affirmed us and reminded us just who we are and whose we are. A few years back, someone published a collection of the wisdom sayings that are common to American mothers. And this book called those sayings Mommalies. And they gave us a lot to laugh at. "It's okay if you play at Johnny's, but don't overstay your welcome." Or, "Just because Susie jumps off the bridge, does that mean you that you have to jump too?" And then we get to the all-time favorite. "Don't you wear raggedy underwear, you might get hit by a car. And if they call me to the hospital and you have unholy underwear and embarrass me, I will swear I do not know you." You know, we laugh at those. And yet, all of those sayings, they have the effect of calling us home. Because they were rooted in the basic belief that our choices had consequences for our entire community. Because our conduct, the way we lived our lives and the way we related to people, was considered a reflection of the values and the character of those who reared us. In some families, there was a particular expression that was used when the children misbehaved. You better act like somebody. Those were words to remind us that we're important, to remind us that people care about us, that our lives are significant, and that we are accountable for what we do with those lives that we've been given and those lives which have been shaped by those around us. Now, our mothers, I'm sure we're not the only ones who use these expressions to bring us back to ourselves. But they did have particular ones that they could say like no one else, such as, "This is my house," or "Don't make me come down there." You never heard that one, right? Any of you moms ever say that? And you could be halfway across town hanging out with friends, getting ready to do the one thing most likely to get you grounded until the second coming, when all of a sudden you would hear in your memory that nagging voice and see that wagging finger, "Don't you do anything that I wouldn't do." And no number of years will erode those memories. You know, folks my age and older can still hear that voice as clearly as we did at age 15. We carry that voice in our memories. It never leaves us because we've heard it for so many years. And we will recognize it no matter where we go. You know, ask any football player who scores a touchdown when his mother is in the stadium. And he will tell you that even above the roar of the crowd, he can hear her voice screaming, "That's my baby!" Now, even our Lord himself had a mother who pulled the strings of relationship to keep him reminded of his truest nature. You remember in John 2, he was at a wedding. He was enjoying himself with his friends when his mother insisted that he share his gifts. And that's where his ministry of what we know as his miracles, John calls them signs, that was the first. And that's where that whole narrative begins. And that mother's voice and its power to compel us over many generations gives us a glimpse of what it means for Jesus to shepherd us. That inviting, affirming, compelling, and convicting voice is also much closer to the heart of the gospel than many of us realize. I think sometimes when we think of shepherd, we tend to think primarily of that as a job, of someone who herds sheep, who's responsible for protecting and taking care of animals. But Jesus, as the good shepherd, is no mere hired hand. Jesus, as the good shepherd, knows us. You know, as he promises us in today's gospel, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them. And they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand." What a clear and comforting promise that is from our Savior. God will not abandon us. Jesus will hold on to us through all things. God will never, ever let us go. We need to remind ourselves that this promise is for everyone. No one is excluded. It's a promise to the child who's afraid for her safety at home. It's a promise to the spouse victimized by domestic violence. It's a promise to the college student who wonders whether there will be any jobs after graduation. It's a promise to the person fearful of being stopped by police because of his skin color. It's a promise for the police officer who never knows what will happen when he arrives on the scene. Or to the mid-career person afraid of losing her career. And to the retiree with no idea of what to do absent a career. A promise to the one mired in grief at the loss of a beloved spouse. And a promise to the person shattered by the disintegration of a relationship. Now, to all these and more, to you and to me, when life conspires to make us feel unsafe and unworthy, in the face of any and all harsh realities that life throws our way, there is the even greater reality of God's undying, unconditional, and unyielding love. My sheep hear my voice, Jesus says. I know them, and they follow me. No one will snatch them out of my hand. So no matter how crazy or difficult or stressful or scary your life is, no matter what, God loves you. He chooses you. He accompanies you, and He will hold on to you through all of life and even through death into the new life that God offers you and to all. So whenever you look at this window, hear Jesus say to you, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish." And look at that lamb in his arms and say, "No one will snatch them out of my hand." Amen.